sense. You say, why? So you don't believe anything, really. You're challenging everything. That's the way a student should be. Some of us, as we get old, we kind of get sick and stop challenging things. But in their system, that student never gets an education. You see, he won't get the facility. The student who challenges things, who gets involved in the political phase, unless he's a fanatic, he won't get education. So it's one of those depressing things. There won't be internal revolutions in the next generation either. But that's part of the big story. I'd like to mention justice, how they handle that. One day I was talking to Colonel Yelizar, who married Lenine's sister, Lenine's wife's sister. That makes him quite an old fellow. There's a big age difference. His wife had a 15-pound baby in Berlin while we were there. They do things on a big scale. Yelizar, between these sessions, came over to me quite pleased. He said, you know that fellow you were interested in? We've got him. He said, we found him guilty this afternoon, and we're going to try him tomorrow morning. I said, wait a minute now. It sounded like the old Army game to me. I said, the interpreter said to me that you found him guilty today, and you're going to try him tomorrow. Is that right? And he said, yes. Well, I said, what are you trying him for then? Well, he said, to fix the sentence. You see? The trial, they're not tried until they have confessed. Now, never mind how they get the confession. But the man is guilty or he is not tried. The trial is simply to announce his sentence and to put on a public spectacle the intimidation idea. So when you read about Vogler or Menzinti or any of those others, and you say, that isn't justice, sure it isn't, as we know it. But this fellow is perfectly honest in his approach to it. That's their idea of justice. Well, what are peace rallies all over the world? Peace rallies are another use of fear, you see, to get concessions. You don't want to take off these nice clothes you've got and go out and live in a hole in the ground. I sure don't want to either. The last time I got a broken back and pelvis, my right eyebrow sewed in, I don't like that sort of thing. It's a rough life. Therefore, nor do our families want it to happen again. There's nothing we can gain from a war. Therefore, peace rallies all over the world when an important negotiation is coming up to remind us of the horrors of war which they will precipitate if we don't give them what they want. Now, it's a very old game. It went back even when they were considered our allies, when they wanted the duplicate printing presses of our money, Allied invasion march. The threat was separate peace with Germany if you don't give us what we want, you see. So it's a definite part, fear, threat, use it regularly. Well, what do they want? I mean, it reminds me of this girl who sings Kiss Me, Kate. I don't know whether it's on the road or not, you know, but Lisa Kirk used to sing it. Her boyfriend's always gambling the money away and misbehaving, and she stands on the step and says, oh, why can't you be good? Why can't you behave?